It's Monday, April 17th, 2017. Thanks for tuning into this special all-instrumentals episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Genuine musical inventiveness is something else again.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a great way to open up this here special all-instrumentals episode of The Sounds in My Head. A band from Reykjavik, Iceland, named Uníus Meyvant. I have it on good authority, that's how you pronounce it. He's from Reykjavik, he's got this album called Floating Harmonies. We're here to Be a Man. It's not all-instrumentals, but that song is, and I love that song. And it seemed like a great way to start off this here all-instrumentals episode of the show. See, a while ago, which is to say a few months back in last season, I made an all-instrumentals episode of the show, and I got positive feedback from it, and also I've enjoyed it. Like when I've been on airplanes or something, it's nice to just like have something to put on and fall asleep to. This episode's not going to all be sleepy time, but there's going to be some sleepy time on it, that's for sure. So let's get started though with the non-sleepy time stuff. Dean Wareham and Britta Phillips, they did the soundtrack for a fantastic film called Mistress America. Came out a couple years back, I don't know, a few years back. Really great movie. And also, an awesome soundtrack. We're going to hear three tracks from it. Two of them are kind of like different takes on the same song. So we're going to, and they're really short. So we're going to combine them. And we're going to hear Mistress America, title track from the film. And then we're going to hear Do Everything, Gas Station, and Do Everything, Soul Cycle. Soul Cycle being my favorite track on the record. It's only a minute long or whatever, but I love it. I wish they would make it into a whole song because I love it. So without further ado, Dean Wareham and Britta Phillips with some great instrumental soundtrack music. Mistress America and Do Everything right now on The Sounds in My Head.
Thank you.
great Let's Catch Up. After Dean Wareham and Britta Phillips back there, we hear a band from Amsterdam, from the Netherlands, from the 1980s, called Spectral Display. The song we heard, Exotolikalai, I don't know how you say it, from that self-titled Spectral Display record. And boy, that is a great song. It's not all instrumentals on that album. There's some more popular songs that have singing on them and whatnot, but that song in particular, instrumental, and I just love that song. Particularly the end. Yeah, I may have shortened it. I'm just going to tell you right now. Things on this episode may have been altered from the way they originally appeared on their release, just because that's something I like to do. Okay, after Spectral Display, we heard a band from Berlin, Germany, called Cavern of Antimatter. We heard two tracks, Insect Fear and Melody in High Feedback Tones, both from the record Void Beats / Invocation Trex. And Cavern of Antimatter, they're made up of members of Stereolab, I believe. And you can kind of hear that in particular in that Melody and High Feedback Tones song. The whole record, though, you'll get glimpses of Stereolab-iness throughout. So if you like those tracks, check out the whole thing. Okay, up next, from Los Angeles, California, but formerly born and raised Dallas, Texas, represent fellow people who escaped Dallas. Daniel Hart, that's the name of the guy. He makes music for film and TV and podcasts, as it were. Did you guys listen to S-Town? I'm just going to tell you right now, you got to go listen to S-Town. As one podcast maker to podcast listeners, I'm telling you right now, no better podcast ever made than S-Town. That is one hell of a show. It's 7 parts. You can just download them all and listen to it right away. It's from the people behind This American Life and Serial, another popular podcast. I feel like no one listens to my show, so me telling you to go listen to the most popular show is kind of hilarious, but I feel like I need to reiterate how great S-Town is. I loved it. And I also really like the soundtrack. So you can pick that up, as I did, and we're going to hear a couple tracks from it. First, we're going to hear Bibb County Reprise, then Swallowtail, and no spoilers in these two songs. But if I told you anything about the show, it would be spoilers. So I'm not going to, other than to say, go listen to S-Town right now if you haven't already. Okay. So Bibb County Reprise and Swallowtail by Daniel Hart, right here on the Sounds of My Head All Instrumentals episode from Music from S-Town. That's the name of the record. Thank you. All right, that was two songs in a row by the Penguin Cafe Orchestra from London, from two different records. First, we heard Giles Farnaby's Dream from Preludes, Airs, and Yodels. Then we heard Heartwind from Broadcasting from Home, something I like to do. And Penguin Cafe Orchestra, of course, fantastic instrumental, avant-garde classical, I don't know how you describe them, whatever they were. From the 70s to the 90s, they were a band. And then the guy who founded the band, he died in the late 90s. And then recently, his son has formed a new band called Penguin Cafe. And it's like no one from the original band is in it, but they make music apparently that's like Penguin Cafe Orchestra. That's their whole shtick. So I don't know if that's like everybody's happy about it, because the thing is, the guys from Penguin Cafe Orchestra, they still like sometimes perform without the founder. And then there's this new, his son has formed his own thing where it's like a knockoff, but then they also play Penguin Cafe Orchestra songs apparently when they play live. So I don't know, pretty weird deal. Maybe everybody's cool with it. Maybe everybody's friends, but it seems a little strange. Either way, the fake one, the Penguin Cafe band, they got a new record coming out on my birthday, May 5th. So that's going to be my birthday present to myself, and I'm going to see how good it is. Maybe it's great. And if it is, I might play some of it on the show at some point in the future. Okay, finishing up this episode of the show, we're going to hear a couple of different bands, and I'm not going to talk anymore. After this, I'm just going to play songs, and then the show's going to end just abruptly. And that's because I feel like these songs are very sleepy time, and I don't want to come on at the end if you fall asleep and wake you up with a bunch of chatter. So I'm just going to get it all out of the way right now, and then you're going to hear music, and the show's going to be over. So just brace yourself. I'm shaking things up over here. Okay, first up, from Austin, Texas, a band called Symbol. We're going to hear their song Tracer from their album Online Architecture. And Symbol, interesting story. I heard about this band in the sense that I stayed at the guy whose band it is, his house in Austin, just on Airbnb. So like I was in Austin, stayed at this cool house, and I was like, wow, he has a lot of copies of the same record. You know, what is this? And I looked it up, and it was like his record, and it's really good. I forget his name, but whatever. It's a great record. So if you like this, it's very ambient and very like, you know, it's awesome. It's actually really cool. I think Tracer is the best song on the record, but either way, it's all pretty great. So if you like this song, definitely check out Online Architecture, the whole thing, you'll enjoy it. Okay, after Symbol, we're going to hear another band from Nashville, Tennessee, Western Mind. That's the name of the band. And it's an album called Lovely / Lonely. And it's just all these like very like new lullabies. It's not like Rockabye Bye or whatever, Rockabye Baby or whatever that series is where they make lullabies. It's not that crap. It's like he composes songs that are just like lullabies. And there's like, I don't know, 6 or 7 or 8 or something on this record. It's really great. We're going to hear 2. We're going to hear Holidays and 11-1. And both are great. So without further ado, put your head on a pillow and chill out to Symbol with Tracer, and then Western Mind from Holidays. And if you like the show, tell your friends to listen, and follow me on Spotify, and just subscribe to the playlists, and look for links to everything I talk about, thesoundsofmyhead.com. Okay, that's it. That's the whole show. See you next time. And for now, enjoy Symbol and Western Mind.